area one that you went fishing, didn't catch anything, would you say?
I don't know. I've never been fishing.
Oh.
And I've heard it, you know,
okay.
Of those terminology.
But just in general, would you ever use an area or anything like that? Okay. Okay, what might you call the trenches that are cut by a plow? You ever heard the name for those kind of ditches and things? If you raise a good, if you have a good yield of, say, wheat or something, you might say we raised a big
crop.
Okay, sure.
Or a good crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the bush and trees on land, you say you did what?
Stripped them. I stripped them.
Okay.
Some other farmer's term.
What, would you say you, like, cleared the land, or?
Yeah, clear the land.
Okay.
That's the term that's basically used.
Okay. Did you know anything about, like, the different names for different crops of the same stuff? Like, the first crop and the second crop?
No.
Okay. Okay, bundles. Okay, wheat is tied up into a...
You say a bundle.
Okay. And then the bundles are piled up into...
Stacks.
Okay. Okay, and then you might say we raised 40, what, of wheat to an acre?
40 what?
Yeah.
40 stacks?
Or if there's a container, kind of a basket.
Barrel? Basket? Now wait, we're going to do some of these doors, because me and flies, I don't get along. It's an old saying. Niggas and flies, I despise more. See, niggas more like flies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No. I'm surprised, yeah.
You say it again?
Niggas and flies, I despise. The more I see niggas, the more I like flies. And the people in Miami says, Cubans and flies, I despise. The more I see Cubans, the more I like flies. So whatever nationality they want to insert in there, you know, they can insert in there and using the flies as a...
Wow, that's great. Okay, if you go to the, like the farmer's market or something and buy some apples in a big kind of a basket.
Bushel. You going, baby?
Okay.
I'm going to go buy Shea.
My name is not Shea.
Who's that?
That's Sherry.
Down
my down.
And Felicia Arthur. I know that's Lily.
How's my dear?
She alright, she in the truck right now.
And who are you staying with?
Me, of course.
Oh gosh, okay. Hey, you didn't have to send somebody an invitation to your graduation, daughter. No, that's alright. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, because see, you would have gotten yourself a nice look here. That's alright. I just going out the door, and I don't want to see you no more. Bye. That goes for you too. Goodbye.
Give it to him.
Yeah. She had sickle cell anemia.
Oh, really?
She had three brothers that died from. Two of them died just at that peak. 16, because at the age of 16, that's the determining factor if they will live.
They passed
16K. It's smooth sailing for them. And if they don't, well, it's too late then. But she had two of them die at the age of 16 on the same identical day. The same identical day of the week. And she was afraid that, you know, she was going to pass that peak she had. And you know, kind of glad that she